Blog Talk Radio.
Already knew that. I treat the money like a runny nose. I blew that. Made it all back. Now I'm beaming. Lupe. I'm getting money and that's crystal clear. Blu-ray. Hey, where they do that at? Bitch in Chicago. Fast cash, bad bras. The only thing that I know. And it's real niggas with me everywhere that I go. So pull it and this shit gon' get ugly. Rondo. You don't like us? You wanna fight, cuz? We'll crush your entourage, and I ain't talking about the nightclub. Ow. Black banger, red beam, call it D-Rose. You act foul and get your ass shot. No free throws.
What they do that at? What they do that at?
Okay.
What they do that at? What they do that at?
Okay, okay.
We get money and we fuck it up.
Yeah, we're good with it, man. As you were, Mr. AK, checking in one more time, man. And I'm definitely doing my thing, man. And through all the circumstances, I still finna get out of this show. And the one that y'all know, I'm doing this from my phone. So my phone is working OT. Shout out to Stunt, man, because every now and then, you know what I'm saying, y'all come through and y'all hold me down. Every now and then, y'all do stuff and make me wonder why I'm still with y'all. So shout out to Sprint, man. And appreciate y'all, you know, having this phone lets me do what I want to do because, like I said, right now it's been real reckless trying to get this thing going, and I'm really doing it from the phone, so everything is mobile, wireless, and all that other good stuff. So I probably could take a drive or something and still do my radio show, but it's still all good, man. Like I said, man, got a good show for y'all coming up, man. I still want to do my thing. This little sad track, sad body, you know, his little inconvenience ain't going to stop me, but I'm going to keep the show going, keep doing the dude. I definitely want everybody to stay tuned at 11 for my what I'm tripping on because I've been tripping on for a couple of days. And shout out to my girl, Lauren, my co-anchor, Lauren, because she's the one that started this whole thing, so I blame her. And y'all blame her for everything and everything I say. No, don't blame her. Blame me. I don't even worry about it. But she started. I just want y'all to know that she started this. But I'm definitely going to finish this. I don't even worry about it. I'm definitely going to do what I'm supposed to do. And I'm not playing. I'm really going to finish this. Because I feel like she didn't go down like that. Right? So right now. Right now, I'm going to get some music, man, you know, keep everything moving and doing what I do, you know, keep everything, you know, copacetic and rolling, all of this stuff. So, you know, like I said, y'all stay tuned, man. Y'all stay kicking with your boy, man. Like I said, I got a good show for y'all, man. So just keep it light with your boy, man. We're going to do what we do, man. Stay Wednesday, so I hope everybody is doing what they need to do to get over, around, on top of the hump. And if not, hey, work harder, all right? But now I can get to some music, man. Y'all check it out. It's right here for my boy.
Money show, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Says, turn it up.
Okay. Capone.
People all around me feel like I'm in an office. I stay fresh to death like I just hopped out that coffin. I'm in the money shouting, I ain't in the losses. My niggas got that work, 63rd and Houston.
Your man ready,
said I'm about to go abandoned. I'm about to throw his hand if he's about to blow up. Your man ready. Said I'm about to go abandoned. I'm about to throw his hand if he's about to blow, nigga.
I'm super cool, but the blow a bitch is it. All around the hood, hoes call me Big Willie. Get silly, blowing purple about the Philly. Man, I'm worth about a million. Around the hood, hoes call me Big Willie. Get silly, blowing purple about the Philly, man. I'm broke.
They got me addicted to the money.
Money makes the world go round.
think that's lemon lime. I swear the baddest, just break it down. Money stacks, we weigh that by the pound. You see, I'm swagging in my mothership. I hit that mall and I just run a grip. Now who they think they went up with?
Nah, for real. Who they think they fucking with?
You see, I'm balling on these. I used to be a broke star like the Astros. Ain't gotta rap, just let my cash flow.
Credit card minimum, ain't got a max though.
Money, 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 money. Pastor say that that's a sin,
but then he take his 10%.
Not really, I'm just messing with you. Believing this what blessings get you. Ain't got no time to stressin'. Get money, my profession. It even costs to pay attention. It even costs to stay in prison. To learn, they even charge admission. That's why I gotta stay consistent.
Money make the money go round. Money make the money go round.
Country still in debt. That's the rules, money, power, sex. You from the hood, they feel you ain't a threat. But still a swagger, still intact. Follow me like a silhouette. And my city can catch me giving back. Without money, I couldn't give them that. I guess that's just a 50-50. I can't help it, I just got hustler in me. Might say, get go buy a custom Bentley.
Plus a pad, addicted, no rehab.
Money, make the money, go money. Money, make the money, go money.
Bottles up, fitted low. I'm throwing money. She hit the flow. I blow my money at a faster rate. Hey, I jag money. Masturbate. Watch on. I'm 15. Skinny jeans. My kicks mean. Can wear skinny jeans. My credit card slim. See anything I want, I black card them. While I'm living, I am on it. And life is short, rest in peace to Gary Coleman. I'm versatile, don't question him. You pussies do the same shit, lesbian.
I swear I love my girl, she's a lesbian. She go and get them bad bitches, let me go to bed with them. Please don't act, no, please don't act, cause no, I am not sharing them. We go around in circles with each other, call us Ferris wheels.
I'm in this bitch. Tampon. I'm in this bitch. Like I live here. See, they can't see a nigga. Woo. Now watch them shift gear. I'm out of here. You see the dubs? They catching who? I'm speeding up. I'm
versatile.
Right.
Don't question him.
Right.
You pussies do the same shit, lesbian.
I swear I love my girl, she's a lesbian. She go and get them bad bitches. Let me go to bed with them. And please don't ask them, please don't ask. Cause no, I am not sharing them. We go around in circles with each other. Call us fair as well. See, I'm the main, and she my bitch. I lick a pussy, I feed a dick. She throw it back, I beat it up. She get on top, I'm deep in the good. Thongs on, thongs off. I beat it up, doze off. Red nails, red lipstick. Hey, I'm on that oil, dipstick. She bring her girlfriend with us, so oh yeah, we share her. And you know I love the way she racks the era. Hey, I'm versatile, don't question him. You pussies do the same shit, lesbian. I swear I love my girl, she's a lesbian. She go and get them bad bitches. Let me go to bed with them. And please don't ask, no, please don't ask. Cause no, I am not sharing them. We go around in circles with each other. Call us fair as well. See, I'm the main, and she my bitch. I lick a pussy, I feed a dick. She throw it back, I beat it up. She get on top,
I'm deep in the gun.
Yeah, that was just a little snippet of some songs, you know, doing what I do, man. But y'all already know what it's time for, man. Y'all already know what I've been tripping on all week because somebody decided they wanted to test me. And so that means that I have to do what I have to do. Now, I mean, I asked this question at work. I asked this question on Twitter. I asked this question on Facebook. And we got a lot of different answers. We got a lot of different feedback from some people. And I appreciated the feedback that everybody gave me, everybody showed me. And, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes you have to ask this question. I mean, because a lot of people don't, you know, don't feel like that they can answer this question or this question is, you know, worth asking. Because a lot of ladies feel like this is the normal, you know, how guys have a guy code. I think ladies have a women's code because they do. You ain't worried about that. But at the same time, so let's check it out. Now, ladies, I'm going to ask y'all this question. Now, it's actually a two-part question. So we're going to get into the whole two-part question. I'm going to explain myself and explain this. And then hopefully my correspondent, Norma, calls in and she breaks down her sad. Now, check it out. This is my topic of the night is, say you meet a guy, you know what I'm saying, for the first time, whatever like that, and y'all kick me. And let's just say y'all hanging out, doing what y'all do, and I hold that, and y'all kicking me, y'all hanging out. And hold on. And y'all want to go out, y'all want to date, or whatever like that. Now, is it a must that the guy has to pay for the date? Now, I'm just saying, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. Now, if y'all go on the first official date, is the guy supposed to pay for it? You know what I'm saying? The first ever date. Instead of y'all go on, y'all go kick it, y'all do whatever y'all do, and go out to eat. Now, is it mandatory for the guy to pay for the dinner, whatever it is that y'all going out to kick and hang out doing what y'all do? Now, a lot of women tell me, yes, 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 the guy has to pay, he better pay. And now the second part of the question is, now if y'all been hanging out for a long time, y'all been kicking it, y'all got real, real cool, whatever like that. Now, my thing is it mandatory that the guy always has to pick up the bill, or is it mandatory that the guy, you know what I'm saying, is no matter what go on, the guy is paying for it, no matter what was going on, whatever, cracking, whatever like that, but the guy is paying for, you know, y'all outing, y'all, you know, you know, y'all meal or whatever y'all want to call it. And my thing is, I don't think that the guy should have to pay all the time. Now, don't get me wrong. Um, Now, honestly, I feel like that, you know, most of the time the guy shouldn't. Now, on the first date, you know, I'm not even going to lie to y'all, Now, I give ladies one thing. First time, first date, okay, I will admit that, you know, a guy will do want to make that first impression, the right impression. So basically, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people say that the guy boys pay for it all the time, whatever like that. Now, a couple people on my Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Twitter fam. Everybody knows what's up with them, man. A couple people on my Twitter, you know, they let me know what was up. They gave me some feedback and some stuff like that, and they let me know how they felt. Okay, my girl, I follow my girl, amazing, at She Can Never Be Me. Now, I talk to her, she's like my favorite person, like one of my people I always go talk to on Twitter, man, she's like my favorite person. I mean, like, you know, she always got my back, she always support myself. Now, I asked her this question, and what she gave me was a couple things. Now, when I asked her the question, she said that it depends on who invites who. And then she said it depends on who invites who, and that depends on who's going out, who's paying. Then I asked her, well, if it's the first date, she said, well, if it's the first date, then, you know, yeah, he should pay. And then she said, but personally, you know, we'll never initiate the first date. You know what I'm saying? So she said, person, she never misses the first date, which a lot of ladies don't. But what it means is the guy always asks it first. Now, she told me that, now, if the man asks the lady out, that means that he has to pay. Now, if the lady asks the guy, she said that they should pay. Now, she said that not only if she asks him out, not only is she going to pay, she's dry. So that's why she's my favorite, man. She broke me down to a real lame term, and I understand, I feel it for this, because that is the truest statement. I mean, honestly, your first impression is your best impression. Now, a lot of times, a lot of ladies don't ask, you know what I'm saying, the guys out, but at the same time, when you ask somebody out, that means you lean towards paying, and you know, you invited me out. So that means, you know, in my Drake voice, show me a good time. You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, when the lady asks the guy still wind up driving, still wind up paying. So it's like, what's the point of you asking me to go somewhere if I'm doing all the work? Now, I mean, it don't always have to be, you know, somewhere, something to eat or to the show or whatever we're going. Now, the one thing is with the show is, or the movie thing is, so, I mean, I feel you like this. If I buy the ticket, you know, we buy the popcorn. You know what I'm saying? Brother, get a little hungry, a little thirsty, you know what I'm saying? Buy the popcorn, you know, I'm gonna get my food. Sneak a pop in or something like that. You know, we keep it rolling from there. Now, a lot of people, you know, they say that that's not cool, you shouldn't do that, whatever like that. But like I said, my girl, Fala, She Can Never Be Me. That's my favorite right there. Like, she gave me the straightest, realest answer that I could have asked for, because at the same time, I mean, if we go out to eat and anything like that, if I pay the bill, could you at least put something on the tip? It's like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, man, y'all already know what it is, man. And I just want to get some feedback from my people. So, OG Radio, what's up with?
Number one, men ain't going to pay on the first day. I don't want to hear
you know what? No, I give you that because I feel you on this note. If the guy asks you, well, yeah, okay, of course. The guy want to make that first impression. I'm not mad at that. 9 times out of 10, the guy always asks the lady out. So, okay, I give you that one. Yeah, he got to pay. But at the same time, if y'all ask us out and then we still wind up driving, we still wind up paying, and you don't put nothing up on the tip if we're going out to eat, you don't buy nothing on the popcorn or nothing like that, I mean, doesn't the world get reversed here? I mean, at least, you know, I mean, honestly, keep it real 103. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce tells y'all to be independent women. And then she tells y'all to cater to a guy. Now she's telling y'all to run the world. Now it's like, okay, all of a sudden, y'all feel like y'all ain't got to pay for nothing. Y'all ain't got to do this, that, and the third. It's like, hold on. If we don't, you know what I'm saying, pay on the first date, or we don't pull the money out of people like this, we consider a broke nigga, you know what I'm saying, nigga ain't got no sway, ain't got his game up, we ain't living right, we ain't doing right, you know what I'm saying, we just get dialed from day one. Now, if y'all don't pay, it's just, oh, y'all just got to pay. It's like, I don't feel like y'all screaming out y'all gonna be independent women. At the same time, you got to, you know what I'm saying, be able to carry that burden and carry that responsibility with being an independent woman. That means sometimes paying your own way. That means sometimes picking up the bill. But at the same time, y'all act like y'all can't, and then when we can't, it's the problem.
But, number one, a man should be a civil gentleman. That's the desire. But if you're going out on the first date with a woman, she shouldn't have to say shit. You should tell
that woman. I agree with you on that one. If the guy asks the girl out, yeah, first impression is the best impression. Now, if the girl asks the guy out, so that means...
You got to pay, right?
So that means if the girl asks me, a girl asks, you know what I'm saying, a guy, that means that she ain't got to pay, she ain't got to do nothing, but she said, oh, we should go hang out, we should go kick, we should go to the show, we should go get some meat. So that means that even though you ask me out, which you say, if a guy asks you out, that means he paying. So that means if you ask me out, you got to pay, but no, that means I still got to pay even though you ask me out.
Yeah, because most females ask guys out because niggas are bums now. They don't want to
No. We're not talking about bombs, not whatever. So y'all not considered bombs, lazy, trifling, whatever like that, because y'all not paying regardless, whatever. So, I mean, it's just we get dogged out because we don't pay. But then when y'all don't never offer nothing to pay or whatever like that, y'all just, oh, it's cool. The guy's supposed to do that. Oh, if he don't do that, he ignorant. But y'all ask us to go out. Y'all want us to go places. Y'all want to do... Y'all want to go do stuff, but y'all don't want to put nothing on the bill. I feel like, okay, nah, you don't want to be an independent woman no more. You want somebody to cater to you. Now, you want somebody to take care of you all the time. You
negative. Just because a guy pays for me to have a dinner date with him doesn't make me that I'm not independent. I am very independent still.
Okay,
as a
so you didn't tell me just because somebody pays for you, that don't mean, you know what I'm saying, you less of a person. But if a guy don't pay, we consider a bum, right?
You are bums, because a man's supposed to pay.
But y'all not considered, like, trifling because y'all don't never pay for the dinner. Never, you know, pulling the money out of the pocket, don't even look to put nothing on the tip. So y'all consider bums. Y'all not consider none of that. Y'all just like, oh, okay, well, he's supposed to take me out all the time. So basically, half of y'all are going out just to eat. That's ridiculous. Now, somebody on Twitter told me, which she is a female, she said, if a guy asks a girl out, then yeah, you're not supposed to pay. And it's like, if they twist the other way around, it's like that. You know what I'm saying? The lady, she says she will pay. You know what I'm saying? She'll draw out a whole nine. She asks you to go out and kick with her. She'll do that. I can respect that because she's not just keeping it a one type, one stereotype thing. You know what I'm saying? It's two streets to this. You can't scream out, I'm being independent, all this I do for me, I don't need no nigga. But when it's time for you to go out and kick and you wanna go out and you want somebody to go with
that's
you,
philosophy wrong.
You still gotta pay.
You got that philosophy wrong from the jump. Just because I'm independent doesn't mean that I don't need you to be my king. I'm independent meaning that I'm able to rely on my own.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Rely on yourself, but at the same time.
Hold us down.
So that means that you should be independent until you get good on a date to where you need to be catered because you want him to be your king and take care of you. So what you're telling me is a guy's supposed to pay every single time you go out.
Nope.
Okay, then, so are we coming back to the point where we're saying if a girl asks a guy out, she should at least pay, put something on the bill or something. Don't just be sitting there happy to get something to eat or whatever like that, because if that's the case, I'm going to take you to McDonald's. And I'm going to get a bootleg moving and keep moving.
Okay.
But then I'll be considered a broke, cheap nigga, though, right?
Because
I took you to McDonald's or wherever else and got a bootleg movie, and we didn't watch it, and I only spent like $10, $15.
Hey, you gotta pay for the first 5 days. The 6 days, we going to Benny Hon Hon's on me.
Okay. I'm saying, I'm not even tripping on that. I'm just saying, period. Like, every now and then, a girl should be, you know, wanting to pick up the bill just to show the guy that, you know what, I'm not, you know what I'm saying, just here for the, you know, feed me, woo, whatever, all of this, that, and the third. It's like, I'm not telling you, be independent. Do, I don't need no, but I mean, at least be courteous. Don't just be out here like, okay, well, you ain't paying, so we ain't going. Or you tell me, oh, let's go somewhere, but you ain't got a brand in your pocket. And maybe you won't know anything happen. They might lose his wallet, lose his ID. You know, something may happen like that where, like, hey, man, hey, you know what I'm saying? We walked the band, and the nigga then, anytime y'all went out, he had it. Always had never been a problem, but something like that happened. It's like, dang, that's called a backup plan. I mean, it's like y'all dating. That should at least be something to where you should be like, oh, I can pick up the slack. A guy respect that, and you know what I'm saying, even do more for you to see that you don't mind picking up the check. It's not a problem for you to pick it up. You know what I'm saying? Things that occur, you know, it's like we don't ask y'all to pick it up every single time, but it's like, dang, you know, every now and then, you know, hold me down. If I'm worthy of that, if I'm worthy of you, you know what I'm saying, spending your time and your money on me. Now, a lot of girls, you know, they don't deserve that. So, 9 times out of 10, they might not get the same treatment. So, it's, I just feel like if I'm worthy of, you know what I'm saying, me and you going out of kicking in the whole nine, and I should be at least worthy enough for you to pick up the bill every now and then. Not saying every single time, but, I mean, at least try to be courteous. Like, you want me to put something on it or do something like that. It's like, you ain't always got to put something on it. Well, always gotta do this, but every now and then, you know, at least to let us know, like, man, okay, you know, I see what you're doing, you're always putting on the bill, you know, we always taking you out to be always doing these good things. It's like, we at least wanna see some type of I appreciate it, whatever like that, or no, I got it, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do for you. We not saying that, it's kinda funny to where every girl is like, yeah, y'all supposed to, no, we don't supposed to. We choose to because we trying to at least get to know you better, to establish something. Or, you know, I can be one of those couple niggas trying to stay on the nice side, you know what I'm saying, cater to the girl, and hopefully, you know, in the words of my man Mark, GTD, get the drop. You know what I'm saying?
I got a question.
Yeah,
I wonder why the hell Dominique Johnson running from the subject title. I'm trying to get her on the air.
That's kind of bugger. I ain't gonna... Hey, don't worry about that. This ain't what we're talking about. I'm back to the subject, what I'm trying to tell y'all. This ain't no one-woman conversation. This is like all-women conversation. I ask all women this question. Because I just want to know the typical answer.
She can give us better opinions.
Okay, you give me your opinion. Your opinion is that you feel like a guy's supposed to because he's the king or whatever, run the household. It's like, no. We ain't even got to that point yet. We just trying to get to know you. We trying to figure out, okay, is this your worth, you know what I'm saying, spending some time kicking and we getting to know. Because if not, you know what I'm saying, all right, we got to pick up the bill, but that's going to be the last real meal you get. But every guy is going to go, I admit to this, on the first day if a guy asks a girl out, that is his obligation. That's going to set the bar to where she gonna feel like she gonna want to kick it with you or whatever going on. Because I'm just saying it shouldn't be that way. But I mean, at least she gonna look at you like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it wasn't a problem having to pick up the bill, woo up like that, whatever. You know, it was a nice time out, whatever like that. So we trying to make sure y'all had the best night possible with us. So you know, hopefully we continue this and make it build to something. No matter what it is, it matters.
Me didn't want to hit on the first night.
I mean, that may be true. I'm not gonna say it's not true. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? That may be the true statement. A couple of, like I said earlier, in my Martin voice, a couple of guys is trying to get the draw. Just GTD, trying to get the draw. I mean, I can't speak for every guy, but a lot of guys is on that. And it's
so
a lot of, you know. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of bum guys out here that's like that. That's, you know what I'm saying, not, you know, on their job doing what they're supposed to be doing. And, yes, it is a fear what a couple of girls can call guys bums like that because they're not doing their job. But, I mean, just not, you know what I'm saying, ain't got the cash to go kick it, woo-woo or whatever and trying to live their stellar life. But at the same time, it's chicks out here, whether you want to believe it or not, are dating guys going out with guys for meals just to go out and kick it, eat woo-woo or whatever and try to figure out what his price range. You know, I mean, every girl not going to get real lobster on the first night. But I'm just saying, it's places where girls want to go and get some
shit.
And, hey, look, that's what some guys told me. I'm just going by what people tell me. You know, I did a survey on this.
Tell them
okay, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it don't matter. It don't matter where you go, but at the same time, you got to figure, like, okay, is this guy worth my time?
That's how much it ain't no big deal to me.
I mean, it's not no big deal to me either, but we not speaking for me and you. We speaking for the public and the people that's been asking me these questions, the people I've been answering these questions, they're asking me my question from. At the same time, you got to think about what, you know what I'm saying, what they're trying to get out of it, because it's a catch. It's whatever y'all trying to get out of it, y'all basically, you know what I'm saying, scanning us, screening us from the moment we kick it with y'all, get the number, go kick it with y'all, whatever. You know, wherever we go out to eat, kick, and hang out, to the time we drop y'all off on that first day. That's going to determine whether it's we going to kick it with you, you're going to be like, all right, well, I just caught him, if I'm just trying to be on some whatever, or, you know, I could deal with something with dudes. So, I mean, at the same time, it's like, we on the same thing. We're like, all right, let's see. You know what I'm saying? If she on some money, homie, stuff, or whatever, we out the band. That's what it is. If you want to break it down, both sides are evaluating each other on how we gonna kick it with you, or what category you gonna slide into as far as me and you kicking.
So what's your thought about men when they buy us, when they take us on dates or buy something for a woman, how they expect booty?
I mean, I can't speak for every guy. Like I said, again, in my mind voice, some guys be on trying to get the drugs. That's it. They go out of their way, spend this bread, throw this money out like work. And hopefully that leads to the, you know what I'm saying, the late night of me, you know, the J. Cole in the morning. Point blank period. Some guy's not on that. Now, some guy's going to be on that. He still will slide to that category just because either the woman insecure or she been through this before or, you know what I'm saying, something go on to where she like, okay, I don't know. Maybe he is, maybe he ain't. I hope you ain't, you know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of guys ain't know that. A lot of guys are really trying to get to know girls, but a lot of guys have, like, messed it up for a lot of good guys. A lot of bogus, disrespectful cats have really messed it up for a lot of good guys.
I
want to
get in, but you ain't going to be going.
What?
If a female say, I want to get you in, and you ain't on it, you just trying to get to know her, you ain't going to go? Is that what you're telling
me? That's a whole different category, because 9 times out of 10, you can... Ain't a lot of girls going to be on there in the first place, but you may catch one or two that's like that. They might just be like, you know what? I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we can cut to the chase. You know what I'm saying? I'm already know to let you know what I want to do, and I'm pretty sure we're on the same page. Any most guy might be on the same page. So like, oh, well, she's trying to get out tonight, then I had to go through all this. I could have went to Harris, got you a 6-piece, and got me a bottle or something, and we could have went to the crib for this. This is just going on with. I'm keeping it real, but chick is on that. You know what I'm saying? And you take it out to, you know, wherever y'all go, you know what I'm saying? Olive Garden, you know, Outback, you know, anywhere. And she like, you know, trying to cut to the chase. And you like, you know, 9 times out of 10, any guy gonna be kinda upset like that. I just burnt this bread and I couldn't take you to the crib, you know. Went to Sharks, you know what I'm saying, Harold, you know. Can't even read somewhere and got to a real nice little meal, a little bottle of something to drink and hit the bootleg, man, because you're probably hanging out in one of the spots anyway and go back to the crib and whatever happens after. Instead of burning all this time, bringing all this extra, and she already know what she want in the door.
If a woman finds you attractive, she wants to fuck you from the jump anyway.
No, I'm not going to go out.
Uh-huh. Women know, I'm a woman. I know from right from the beginning, I'm going to fuck you or just be cool with you.
Okay. I'm just saying, I mean, that may happen. I mean, okay, you know, I'll admit that. I mean, a lot of girls may know what they want in the door. A lot of guys may know what they want in the door, but 9 times out of 10, every girl going to feel like the guy wants that one thing. I mean, you know, most girls ain't that. Well, I know what he's trying to get.
Booty.
Right.
But there ain't one guy that ain't in the pursuit of that.
There's a lot of guys that might be in pursuit of that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I keep it real. A lot of guys may be in pursuit of that, but a lot of guys ain't. I'm just saying, it's kind of sad because, you know, she might be dating a good guy, but she might put him in the category of a bad person. But at the same time, like, the whole thing of this whole matter ain't about what you're trying to get out of it. This is about, you know what I'm saying, the paying for whatever night, the night out. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. Like I said, I admit that, you know what I'm saying, if a guy asks you out on that first date or whatever the first date, I feel like, okay, the guy, you might as well go ahead and pay, you know what I'm saying, just to set the standards, let a girl know or whatever girl he's trying to kick with. You know what I'm saying? You know, that this right here is a small thing. This is me trying to get to know you, so whoever picking up the bill shouldn't matter. My whole job is to get to know you, you know what I'm saying, make you laugh with all the other stuff. You know what I'm saying? If I know where we're going to eat at the bill, shouldn't be the problem or the factor. But at the same time, I feel like a girl shouldn't go in there with the broke face on, because you never know what could happen. That's just like the same thing with a guy. If a girl say, oh, I'm going to pay, then still bring some bread. Don't be like, you know, I was you paying, I ain't bringing that. No, I'll bring it anyway. Because you never know what could happen. You know what I'm saying? You can be going out with a guy, and y'all be ready to kick, you know, the bill come, and you reach in your wallet like, dang, I forgot my ID, or I forgot my card or my bread. Mm-hmm. And most guys are going to be like, yeah. And like the vice versa. Some girls might be like, oh, you forgot it. You just broke. You just sorry. Who was the band? It's like, that's bad. Why we get that stereotype? Mm-hmm. When, if that happened to y'all, we just supposed to be like, oh, okay, you know, oh, it's cool, you know, that sometimes happens. I feel like sometimes we don't get that same benefit of the doubt because of the stereotype y'all put on as far as us going out on dates and going out to kick it. We get that bad rap, and every guy ain't on that, but since the majority of the guys on that, every guy falls into that category. No matter what happens, that guy gonna fall into that category until the guy proves the girl wrong on her assumption of the guy. So at the same time, we already fighting a losing battle. We fighting an uphill battle even after we get the number. As soon as we get the number and call and conversate, we fighting an uphill battle from whoever that, you know, wronged you or whatever relationship you was in that was previous, or if you ain't been in a relationship, you just scared because you don't know. So we already fighting an uphill battle. We just trying to make it as smooth as possible. But I still do feel like a girl should pay every now and then. Not just, you know what I'm saying, you know, oh, well, I'm going to just do this. No, I mean, every now and then, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I just put it like this. If I'm always going out and we always going out to eat or whatever like that, flip mode on me. Just be like, you know what, come to the crib, I'm going to cook for you. Appreciate that. You know what, I ain't got no problem going to grocery shopping. Give me the list. I go buy all the food you want me to buy if you're going to cook for the kid at the crib. See, you jumping off. All I'm saying is, if a guy's always paying, I go out, he always paying for something. My thing is, if she's not going to pay when we go out, at least cook a brother a meal. I'm not saying why the guy got to cook. See, the first thing you say, well, why you don't cook? My thing is, if the guy's always paying, and he always throwing the bread out there, and the lady not. Please do something, show me you appreciate me, taking you always taking you out of the kingdom with you. Because the women don't need nothing. I mean, every guy wants a home because men. That's the key to a lot of guys' stomach. I mean, I'll be honest, and I hear what you're saying. Why don't guys cook? Because nine times out of ten, we go out to eat, we paying. So why won't go? Then I got to come home and cook too. It's like, dang, what are you going to do? Like, man, you know, type of girl, you like, you ain't never looked in the kitchen, have you? Do you know what a pot look like? And there's a lot of girls that'll do that.
I love when you cook, it turn me on and make me horny.
We not talking about that. I'm saying
that's
that
the
if a guy's
I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
When a man
okay.
cooks,
I feel you on that. And a guy will do that. But he not going to want to do that if he don't, you know what I'm saying? Every time we go out, you always... He always paying, then you talking about, ooh, you cook, you know, ooh, about the band, this guy. It's like, man, we went out four straight times, you didn't pull out no bread, man, you gotta do something. I mean, honestly, there's no way in the world that I'm gonna take you out every time you wanna go out, every 2 weeks within a month. And then you tell me something like that, I'm gonna be so irritated, like, really? I've been taking you out, paying for everything, I always driving, we walk the van. And then you tell me you want me to cook for you. It's like, so what am I getting out of this? Because all I feel like I'm doing is burning bread. And then if I got to go to the store and buy the food, I'm being more irritated. Because a girl is willing to tell me, oh, you can cook. I go buy the stuff. I'll tell you in a minute. If you go buy it, I'll cook it. If you don't go buy it, I ain't giving you nothing. And it's like, okay, you steady telling me all the stuff. Well, guys to do this, guys to do this. Okay, but if a guy is paying every time you go out, and then you come back later.
Tune in if they listening. Tune in and voice opinion, shit.
And I'm telling you, if a guy is steady paying, and you come right behind and say, oh, well, if you cook for me, I'll be irritated. I might kick you out. I'll be mad at you because not only do you want me to take you out and buy the food, and pay the bill, plus the tip, drive you back to the crib, I'll be irritated. Next time you ask me something like that, I might not pick up the phone after that because I'm be like, really? I'm telling you this many times, and now you want me to cook for you?
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't able to cook for me? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Whatever world you living in, you can live in. Because ain't no way in the world you gonna tell me something like that and keep it moving like everything cool.
You cook for her, she tells you she's going to give you some good old week. You ain't going to cook for her?
That's not the point I'm trying to make. Okay, fine. If a girl tell you that, what nigga ain't going to try to cook? I'm just saying that why she can't do that for me? Why she can't be like, nah, let's not go out, you know what I'm saying? Let's just show her the crib. I'm going to make you something. Because we still on the point where the guy has to pay for everything. When we going out. Now, if a girl just say, oh, I got it, don't worry about it. The guy's going to appreciate that. Man, that's going to turn the guy off. Oh, you going to bring up the bill? For real? Or he's like, oh, man, you know you're going to cook. Yeah, that's what's up. That turns guys on, too. Guys love home cooking meals. We do. Yeah, we love home cooking meals.
So I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you buying your girl for Valentine's Day?
Don't worry about that. That ties into the next topic I'm talking about on Friday. I'm talking about it on Monday, because Friday will be my countdown, which is not even a countdown. My girl Candace will be taking over my countdown because she's been number one for 3 weeks straight.
So you going to talk about what next Monday?
Valentine's Day presents. Yeah.
You're full of shit. Why you
not
a woman
basher? I'm not bashing y'all. I swear I'm not. I just asked the question. Because guys don't mind picking up the beer. Guys don't mind this stuff. Guys don't mind it. But when we just... Y'all just, it becomes a cycle where we always paying, we always doing this. I feel like, hey, now and then, man, do something for me. Guys don't, if we paying for it, how am I bashing y'all if we always taking y'all out and we catering to y'all and the guy ain't tripping about it? I say, surprise me one day. Well, vice versa. If the next couple of times she keep paying, she keep doing that. Okay, I'm going to do something for her. Like, all right, man, you know, I appreciate that. I'm not bashing y'all. I'm just saying, keep it on the even playing field because y'all already made me to say that, you know what I'm saying, guys should pay on the first night. I was against that, but talking to some other people, I understand that. I feel where y'all come from, but I'm not bashing y'all. All I'm saying is, come on now. If we doing all this stuff, we got to get something in return. And vice versa, if y'all doing all this stuff for us, because there's some guys out there that's underneath the lazy egg ain't doing what they're supposed to be doing. And girls is out here paying for stuff. You know what I'm saying? Doing some stuff on it that niggas take for granted.
So I had a question.
Yeah.
When was your first date at?
I can't remember that. Wow, first date? Or what are you talking about?
Your current love interest.
With my who?
With your current love interest.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I think we went to the show or something. I can't remember.
And you paid?
Yeah. Mm. I did. I honestly did. I mean, it, I keep it 103. I paid. Yeah, I did.
So when y'all still together, right?
Yeah.
So do you always front the bill?
Yeah, I do.
So
yeah,
she don't
I
ever,
do, yeah. Huh?
She don't ever front that bill.
She do every now and then. Like I said, it's not always the me front the bill. It's not always I front the bill. Every now and then, it's with her.
So what happens when you leave? So what happens when you leave a $5 tip on the table?
That's foul, girl. That's foul.
Are you lost for words? You okay?
Well, you really gonna do this? I'm telling you.
The tip on the table.
This ain't about me, man. This is about women in general, man. This is not about me. So stop trying to put this on the kid. Stop that. You're not going this route.
More than that $5 tip, I'm assuming.
Killer, why are you going this route? This ain't about that. It's not about that right now. Not about that right there. Mm. Really late. It's not about that right now. Going too far with it. All I'm saying is, every now and then, y'all can check in the bill. What's up?
So whoever this young man lady is, stop picking up the damn bill because he's frustrated.
Stop it. I ain't. I'm just, no, I asked this question not for that note, but somebody else that said that they got mad because the first date, somebody didn't pick up the bill, and they had to pay it. Now, I don't know who this somebody is, and they said that they would do with a bum because he had to pick up the bill, and he didn't. Now, I'm not saying who, but somebody said it was a bum. Now, I don't know who we're talking about because no one knows who said that they had to pick up the bill, and they was kind of frustrated.
Oh, man, she'll pick up the bill on the first date. Why not?
No, 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 no. No, no, no. We said somebody was mad because they had to pick up the bill because dude couldn't or dude didn't. Now, I don't know who we talking about, but they were frustrated, and they called dude a bum off top. Now, I can go further into the story if you want me to, but I do not to.
Okay.
But even though dude didn't pick up the bill, in my Martin voice, he still is GTB. But dude was a bum. Now, it sounds awkward, and I'm bashing women. I'm not. I just stated a nice fact in the quote. Now, I'm just trying to defend us because we're not all bums. There are some bums out there, don't get me wrong. There's a whole bunch of bums cats out there that ain't doing what they're supposed to be doing. I am 100% with y'all with them type of dudes. But there's guys out here that's on point with this. And there's some girls that say that the money doesn't attract them. Now, in my eyes, I want to tell them, but I really want to say that you got to be kidding me. You must be, yeah, to think that money don't attract you. Money is nothing to you. Okay, all right. You tell a lot to somebody else. But I'm just saying, the guy don't pick up the bill. He a bum.
Yes.
But if a girl automatically isn't supposed to be in the original woman's law of Beyonce and Oprah, that y'all ain't got to pay. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
He is a bum if he don't pick up the damn bill.
All right. So what that make y'all then? Y'all got hands tucked, pockets, all that. Y'all looking at everybody, like, man, yeah, all right.
On the first date, a man's supposed to set the fucking code of relationship. It's on a man.
And I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. But at the same time, what about us? I mean, what are y'all doing to match? You know what I'm saying? The level we trying to set for the relationship. What are y'all doing to match the level? Because right now, if that's the case, the first day, the first impression of, you know what I'm saying, us setting the level, then if we set it that high and you can't match that, we got a problem.
Man, it's not about what that woman is doing. It's all about the man finance.
No, it's not. All right, okay. So it's supposed to be the guy It's all about the guy, what he got in his pocket.
When you get a girl pregnant, right?
We not talking about that. We still talking about that. We ain't even got the drawers yet. We still on the first date.
Man gets a woman pregnant, and he marries the woman. The man's supposed to pay all the household bills down there.
Okay, but this ain't back in the day. Hey. Everybody ain't got a job to where they can take that whole career. I'm just saying. That's what. At the same time, y'all want to be in it. But at the same time, don't y'all want to be in the money, right?
That big piece of chicken and give it to you, right?
Right, but at the same time, don't y'all want to be independent? See, you wanna have the back in the day rules for paying bills, but then y'all wanna have your own money.
I do have my own money. What the?
And ain't no guy mad at that. My thing is, if we live in the house together, I'm gonna get it against tonight and cut everything down the middle. Now, if financially, I'm okay to just hold down the bills and you do what you do, that's kind of cool. But ain't no out the gate. I mean, come on, man. That's crazy.
What about if you financially stable to hold us down? And what about the mama?
Then I got you. There's not there's no guy that's going to argue that. He feels, because if a guy can't do for his girl, his wife, he feels less of a man. When he can't do it, you know what I'm saying? You see it. I'm just saying, when the guy ain't got it, when anybody got it, they're going to do it like that. Because ain't no girl going to be like, oh, now I got it. But when one of them ain't got it and somebody's supporting the whole crib, do something to let us know you appreciate that, or vice versa. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not bashing you. I'm just saying. Y'all want to be independent and all this, and then y'all, you know. Check it out then. You know what I'm saying? All these athletes is getting divorced from their wife, and the wives are getting broke off. Now, my thing is, like my boy Rick Ross said, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym, so how you going to get all that bread from me if you wasn't with me shooting in the gym?
Because I got two kids, would you, nigga?
Even if you ain't got no kids. It's a lot of chicks that ain't got no kids. Just divorced, ain't got no kids. And still try to get some real bread. Well, okay, yeah, you got the kids, but still. So let me tell me this, because you got my kids, you're supposed to get everything I own. I have everything I own. I have to take care of the kids. My main point is the kids. Me and you broke up, we don't see eye to eye no more, it's whatever. I'm not paying for you to be out here bald. I'm paying for to make sure my kids got everything they want, not to make sure you out here balling and trying to drive the same kind of car I'm driving.
If I was living that lifestyle when I was with you, because you messed up cheating, what makes you think that I'm not going to kill you?
What happened when we broke up? That's my lifestyle. I brought you into my world. Now that you're out of my world, you don't get to stay in my world. You don't get to live the same life I live that you ain't with me no more. My kids going to be like that. The kids should be having like that, but ain't no way in the world that you going to live that same life I'm living and we ain't together. You better find somebody else that's living the same life. You know.
Don't trip. Just keep your dick in your pants.
That's not a problem. The thing I'm just saying is, we going back to the date.
Why since you bringing this shit up, why Kobe be in this situation?
Just like you said, he effed up, and that's what happened. We all know Kobe messed up. His whole thing was on TV.
Because your friend forgot to put his dick in the pan. And Vanessa caught him.
He messed up. Like I said, he messed up. He messed up. He broke down. He broke that. When you bought that giant ring, it was swept underneath the rug for some high years.
He kept on cheating, though.
That ain't the point. Hey, look. Whatever he did after he won that ring, that means he shouldn't have, you know, it's something that's going on that we don't know. That's all it is. Something going on we don't know.
I mean, they say that she gold digging him. They say she.
Maybe.
I'm going to train her for that shit.
Maybe.
She divorced him in 10 years. In California, all 10 years mean You about to take whatever the fuck you want from that nigga, and that might be true. But
all I'm saying is, to close this whole argument out, all I'm saying is, ladies, nothing wrong with y'all picking up the bill late night, man. Fellas, ain't nothing wrong with us going and on the first date, you know what I'm saying, pulling the bread out and paying on the first night. But anything after that, y'all got to start doing something. Some got to give, some got to give, because you can't keep the same cycle and expect everything to be cool. Y'all probably be like, yeah, everything cool. But the kid ain't going.
I guess. I wish that somebody should have called in. Punk ass.
Hey. Who you my Jean Malone?
You say what?
Doing homework or something.
You say what?
You be my Jean Malone.
Yo, Gina should have called in and voiced her opinion.
I'm going to get an opinion on you about this. I'm posting this out. This is going to be posted in the morning. I'm going to be posting this in the morning. I'm posting on Twitter, Facebook, all that. And tell people to go listen to this show. But I ain't going to lie to you. You made some real valuable points, though. I commend you. But at the same time, I mean, hey, it is what it is. You mad at the kids. You know, sorry, man. I feel like I won this. Thank you. We're going to play what we get. We're going to stick to that plan.
Oh, I was gone. We ready so I can show you that this shit ain't none.
I understand that. You know, like, I'm going to pay for 10 people to eat. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, and I mean, don't act like it's a given, like it's supposed to happen to y'all all the time.
I mean, consider the romantic restaurants no more.
Huh?
I wouldn't even consider Red Lobster or Olive Garden romantic restaurants no more.
No, it's not. You got stuff downtown now. I mean, it's times have changed. Red Lobster ain't where Red Lobster used to be.
Mm-hmm. What? That's what I'll be trying to tell guys, and I'll be like, let's go to Red Lobster. Red Lobster, no! Or the Olive Garden. Nigga, there ain't no romantic restaurant no more. That's like a regular restaurant.
Oh, really? Maybe that guy is still stuck in that mode.
That makes him a broke-ass nigga.
That may be that guy. Or he may feel like, you know, he can rather take you to Applebee's or something, you know. And that's straight. You know,
obviously, he's a broke-ass nigga.
That,
like
that's
foul,
dude. That's fair.
That's the broke-ass nigga shit that I be talking about. That's what a broke-ass nigga is.
Why is that broke? Because you want to go to Applebee's or Outback or something. That's being broke. That's being cheap.
Hell yeah.
No, being cheap is going to McDonald's. You want to hit cheap.
I'm going to go to Benihana's and Root Chris.
Huh?
I want to go to Benihana's and Root Chris and Papa Doc's.
Okay, then yeah. If you deserve, I mean, if I feel like if you, you know, worth going there, yeah.
I don't want to hear that shit. I'm
so you just think a guy's supposed to take you to Benny's off Jump Street. So you just, every guy needs to take me to Benny's or he broke.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, now you in your own little fantasy world. You need to come back to the alley, killer. That ain't the real world.
You know, that ain't even no fucking restaurant where it's like a special treat.
I'm just saying, did you not see the price in that room?
No.
Like I said, y'all don't see prices. Y'all see food sometimes. Now, that's your world. That's your world.
Two Chainz was talking about Benihana's, and I ain't never heard of no Benihana's.
Because that's my man at this. Oh, my God. Look, I can't get back to the music. We can tell you this later.
Yeah.
You're not going to give up because I feel like I won. You're not going to give up.
You lost.
How did I lose?
You said what I said. What we were talking about, you said that men shouldn't pay. Now you said that men should pay, so you lost.
how do I lose? No, not all the time. I said, I gave y'all the benefit of the doubt on the first night because 9 times out of 10, the majority of the time, the guy do act. I said, every time. Now, every time is different from the first time. And I really didn't say, yeah, because if the guy asks you out, then yeah, you got to pay. That's if a girl asks the guy out, I'm expecting you to pay.
Whatever.
Point blank period. I made my point. I know I did, so don't be mad.
I made my point.
I'm not mad at your point, but you can't face the fact on my point. That's how I know I won't. You can't face the fact on my point.
Okay,
I'm gonna let you
get back to your music, but before
you get back,
hey, look,
you can battle me Friday. You might win Friday, so
we're
gonna pull up.
Benny
Ha Ha's. You spell Benny
Ha Ha,
Sam? Huh? You spell it.
I'm not to spell
it.
I
want to go there.
That's why I asked you to spell it. You supposed to spell it.
I got you. It's my show. You spell it.
You ain't gonna spell it for your sister D.
No.
Okay.
I ain't bogus, but look, you can pick the topic for Friday, and I will gladly show you again.
I'm glad.
I'm
gonna pick the topic.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna nail
your HOS. Yeah, but I'm glad I got this victory underneath my belt. I still love you, though. But
yeah, I love you too, brother.
Don't get mad at me because I was just doing. So you had your topic ready. You had your topic ready for Friday.
I don't think I lost. I think I won.
It's okay though, G. I know I won. It's cool. I mean, hey, it's
because when you go on your first date, you have another first date with another woman. You gonna pay.
That's just like if you ask me out, you gonna have to pay. If not, we ain't going no damn way.
When I say let's go out and we have the restaurant, you gonna pay. What you gonna do?
I ain't gonna have no treasure to pay. I'm just gonna wash the dishes and put on me.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, that's just stuff. You tell me you don't take me out from there, but I still gotta pay. What's the point? And you saying you're not taking me out. I'm taking myself out. And you just did. If you wanna be real with it.
Whatever.
Wow, that's legit. You tell me, yeah, I wanna take you out, but I still gotta pay? I just took myself out, and you just came along for the ride and the food.
Benny Honors.
Like I said, you just came along for the ride and the food.
Yeah.
Because you told me that you wanted to go out, but I'm still paying. Yeah, you told me where that works. Yeah, see?
You're in your own world.
It's cool. Look,
I might like talking to you, too. You ever thought about that?
Huh?
I might like talking to you, too. You ever thought about that?
Don't worry about that, lady. This is what you do. You make sure you have your topic for Friday. And you make sure that you're going to be able to have a good argument for the kid. Because I feel like a black Skip Bayless right now. I'm out here playing cat. And anybody else who went to the show feel like they got a topic they want to debate with me, it's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get back to the music. Because this whole segment was brought to you by me. Yeah, we got you this talk for the Friday show, all right?
All right. Cool. All right.
Yeah. Now, this debate may never stop. But it's all good, though, because, you know, this is what we talk about, people. So I'm going to get back to the music, and hopefully, you know, y'all can choose this on Twitter, Facebook, and everything else, all right? Here's my girl, Go Get It with Jump and Rap. OG Radio, man. Baby, let's go.
Jumping. We got the hood.
Jumping.
We got the vibe.
Jumping.
The radio.
Jumping.
They won't stop. Going up and down, cause this shit high, got 'em.
Jumping.
We got the hood.
Jumping.
We got the block. The radio.
Jumping.
They won't stop.
Jumping.
Going up and down,
jumping.
Cause this shit high, got 'em.
Jumping. 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 Jumping.
here to got him jumping. Trampoline, I'm so official, bitches. You know that be my team. She got him jumping in. Double dutch, I call them sweet juices. So we can send it up. He's the hottest shit. That's why they all salute. We got them crazy jumping. No parachute. I'm so get up. When I'm on the mic, I'm a bang setter. Put a little hat in my car for a little bit of rim because I like that dog liquor. No, nigga, if you ain't getting no dough, nigga, don't even try to approach, nigga. Tell them about my dough, nigga. Sick when I sit that dough, illa. Give me any track and I'm gon' kill her. Put a little bit of eggshell on the track with some juices and go get up.
We got the hood. We got the vibe. The radio. They won't stop. Going up and down. We got the hood, we got the block, the radio, they won't stop, going up and down, cause this shit high, got
em. Yeah, I got that Jiffy mix and X be that bread boy, this be that winning team, pumping up like steroids, bubble like some damn beans and make it hit like asteroids. I was born a blaze of stage, now tell it to your tabloids. Is the rap game for 8, 12, and 16. 31 flavors, just a sweet like some ice cream. This a greasy takeover, so I can drop no hangover. Put me anywhere, watch me take it to the bank owner. Jumping is my middle name, rock and roll, no hall of fame. Welcome to the house of pain, where these bitches can't be tamed. Yeah, I'm the best at it, smoking like a crack addict. And every time I touch the face, they jump like some jackrabbits.
We got the hood. We got the block, the radio, they won't stop, going up and down, cause this shit high,
drop it.
We got the hood, we got the block, the radio, they won't stop, going up and down, cause this shit high, got them.
Little dusty on these bitches, that's my money band. Carry so much bass, you would have thought I had a marching band. I don't need no referees, I don't need no mascots. I came to get it popping, keep it jumping. This is my block. Yeah, this that bang music, make them go insane music. They hear me on the radio, now they make a bang to it. She gon' get it done, go get her, gon' get it too.
I kill it when the beat drops. Get it, got the streets locked. I got them jumping up and down like they fucking feet hot. Juices on the track, we go. Flow cold, Eskimo. X bless me with the track, now get up about to blow.
We got the hood, we got the block, the radio, they won't stop. Going up and down, cause this shit high, got them.
Drop it.
We got the hood, we got the block. The radio, they won't stop. Going up and down, cause this shit high, got 'em.
She got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit, she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit, she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit, she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit. She walking like a model, she walking like a model. She walking like a model, she walking like a model. Shorty thick. She walking like a model, she walking like a model. She walking like a model, shorty thick. Took a couple days for her to find the right fit. Not something she just put on, you can tell that she been planning it. Early shop appointment, same night party like. Everyone at y'all look just like that tonight. Always do it big, yeah, we popping big bottles. Yeah, grown head gone, something like Sleepy Hollow. Ay, keep me looking good, man, I swear that I can model. If you like confidence, then you gon' love how I do. No, I never pick and choose, yeah, I like to pick a few. Double up in just the name, it's the way we make our moves. So you and you, I be calling round 10. Every girl a different round, and I'm going for round 10. You can tell all of your friends any news, good news. Tell them how I put it on you, and she go on it too. And trust, I'm coming through. Line it up, then fall. And if you take it all, take it all, take it all.
She got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit, she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit, she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit, she got her heels and her leggings on. She the shit. She walking like a model. She walking like a model. She walking like a model. Fresh as I'm is. I ain't Lil Bow Wow, cause I ain't talking about kids. Niggas come around here,
on Saturday and Thursday.
I got them.
Bring big trucks cause we leave them all empty. Bring big bucks cause we ran through four cities.
Okay.
We go shoes, nigga, you can have it. I'm fresh to go to sleep, black robe like Judge Mathis. Time I grab one, little buddy grab two. Never been to ATL, but related to Nunu. Hey, that's how you like me now. Don't shake my hand, let's send your girl to wipe me down. When you shop at the lost and found. For them fake mics, I should hope you clown. You tryna stun on me, now I gotta chop you now. Because I am the only person who is lame. So just call me a fucking proper noun.
She like the move, hat kinda rude. Hats fat cause I seen it from across the room. I know you see your boy Cam in the business suit. Shades on, shot fitted, complimented shoes. Home dance cause the nab won't let me move. Yeah, it's true, I'm in the game, no substitute. But you gon' like the dude, just like a status dude. Gon' tell a friend, you can share it on YouTube.
Sending pics to my email, showing me that you a bad little female. Sending more texts with more details. Damn right, rather fast than my email. To the text back, like I'ma get back. See you after the club so I can hit that. Like a batter on deck next. Make sure you got on heels and leggings. No
she got her heels and her leggings on. She the she got her heels and her leggings on. She the she got her heels and her leggings on. She the she got her heels and her leggings on. She the she.
Before we do the undo.
You already know what it is, nigga. Swift. Money gang.
Tell the boss, keep money gangs on, nigga.
Look, I be riding with my folks, nigga. Fuck who I ain't cool with. Lanes catching attitudes, but I don't get too shit. They say they gon' rob me. You gon' rob who, bitch? Move a body part and you'll lose it. All these diamonds on my wrist. What now? Been popping bottles, fucking models since I touched down. You niggas dead broke. My money up now. My whole city fucking with me. Throw it up now. Thank God for these dollars that I got. All this hating that I'm getting, hopping on and off my top. I done blew 100,000. Ain't an album got dropped. I'm a motherfucking cheat. You ain't shit compared to me. Look at me when I talk. Niggas listen to what I say. I'm a boss. I get you off whenever shit don't go my way. So if I don't make it rapping, I'll be up in your place. With a motherfucking chopper, what's the combo to that train? Bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a boss. And you not.
So many shades, they thought I had a lazy eye. Shorty roll me smooth as my Mercedes ride. No love, cry when only babies die. And when I go, that casket better cost $100,000. I pray to God I look my killer in his eyes. Snatch his soul out his shirt and take him for that ride. OG is one who's standing on his own feet. A boss is one who guarantee we gon' eat. Fuck a blog, dog, cause one day we gon' meet. I'ma spaz on your ass like I'm on knee. Or a double stack, better nigga, double that. Jerry Jones money, nigga, you a running back. Herschel Walker, Bo Jack. Ricky Waters, better run that joke back. Boss, and I put that on my Maybach. 400,000, bitch, you wish you say
bitch,
that.
I'm a boss, bitch, I'm a boss,
I'm a boss.
I play the shots, I call the calls. We in this bitch, it's going down. Yeah, let's clean that with my motherfucking grind. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
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 I play the shots. I call the calls.
Yeah.
Hey. Double cars, I don't never drive. Bikes, I don't never ride. Crib, I ain't never been. Pool, I don't never swim. Fool, you ain't better than I move like the president. Everything black on black. You know I be strapping that. Ratting ass niggas walking around.
Torture burning up, it's hot in here. Feel like somebody turned a furnace up. When I step in the booth, I burn it up. It's the encore, I come hardcore. Turn it up, this lyrical torture burning up. It's hot in here. Feel like somebody turned a furnace up. When I step in the booth, I burn it up. It's the encore, I come hardcore. I come with that street terminology. I spit it sideways. It's installed in my brain and it pound like a migraine. Don't say my name is vain. I was raised in the rugged terrains. We never play that. come through, cocking a hammer and knock off your wave cap. Yeah, I got my wave back. I surf on tsunami waves, higher than the sun while I'm soaking up these gamma rays. So much rage inside me, it's from my growing pains, and yet I'm searching for a better way. While the nation is hoping for a better day, my dreams are so close, I can't let them fade away. I'm knocking every obstacle down, they're standing in my way. I go on and on, I never back down, I never fell off. I just took a little breather and smoked pounds of reefer. I spit pounds of ether, and those that doubt me, I'm making them into believers. Turn it up, this lyrical torture burning up. It's hot in here, feel like somebody turn the furnace up. When I step in the booth, I burn it up. It's the encore, I come hardcore. Turn it up, this lyrical torture burn it up. It's hot in here, feel like somebody turn the furnace up. When I step in the booth, I burn it up. It's the encore, I come hardcore. It's verse 2, straight off the bat, one of the illest boy. Putting it down, repping for every block in Illinois. I spit raw raps, unleashing all this venom that's found within them. Yeah, it's Mr. Wicked Eye, one of the baddest that ever gripped the mic. I'm a parrot, making these other rap niggas walk the plank. So embrace when my cannonball spit. Yeah, them all saying, who this new fat boy taking this rap hip-hop shit out of proportion? My attitude shit, it comes from my alternate ego. It's kind of rude-ish. I flex on the mic like Lex Luthor. Just open up the door, let the fat dude in. The rap game need me, I'll take on Superman. I'm the rap doomsday. I keep kryptonite and blaze back to back. At the speed of light, traveling in places beyond your imagining. Turn it up, this lyrical torture burning up. It's hot in here, feel like somebody turn the furnace up. When I step in the booth, I burn it up. It's the encore, I come hardcore. Turn it up, this lyrical torture burning up. It's hot in here, feel like somebody turn the furnace up. When I step in the booth, I burn it up. It's the encore, I come hardcore. I spit it from the heart, these are the memoirs. Laugh from the underground, I got a detour to come up from the underground and make it to the top. I'm the greatest to become. I'm blazing and coincide with radiation from the sun. I'ma make it out the slum, it's the only option left for me. Cause time's still winding down, and it ain't trying to wait for me. Cause it has no patience and no limitations. I've been sent on a mission by God to rock the whole nation and balance the equation.
Couple fries, need a buy in my car, mama, now give me that. The way you hand me, girl, yeah, just give me that. I see the hood, you moving, ma, just give me that. I ain't trying to be rude, ma, just give me that. I see you moving your body, mama, now give me that. The way you moving it close, girl, just give me that. The way you grinding, girl, yeah, just give me that. I ain't trying to be rude, ma, just give me that. Look in the eye, mama, like who is that? It's AKA with some OGs, we do the thing. We in the back of the club, yeah, you know what's up. Buying bottle Patron, yeah, we keep it drunk. Show you how we bottle pop and how we done. But enough about me, mom, what's good with you? I see you eyeing me like you wanna give me that. Right here on the floor like I'm Usher, girl. Tell me what you want, I can give you that. The way you move your body, I'm feeling that. Maybe you wanna take you somewhere private and see you shake your body. I might toss some dollars, the way you're grinding on me. Whispering in my ear, you know you want this. Cause the tone got me feeling good and ready to leave with you. So I can give you this, and you can give me that. Your body, mama, now give me that. The way you eyeing me, girl, yeah, just give me that. I see the hood, you moving, ma, just give me that. I ain't trying to be rude, ma, just give me that. I see you moving your body, mama, now give me that. The way you're moving it close, girl, just give me that. The way you're grinding, girl, yeah, just give me that. I ain't trying to be rude, ma, just give me that. Shawty killing my head, telling me how she feel. I said, excuse me, why I go on place to stay? She looked surprised and said, it's really you, AK-16.
Wow.
It's really true, and you be shutting the club down from head to the A. Putting first like you a fly guy, but I'm a shy guy. Shy city, my city. Know you wanna roll with me, don't you see the shy light? And it's so pretty. So roll with me, so I can show you things that you wanna see. And I can show you this, and you can give me that, girl. Just playing. I see you moving your body, mama, now give me that. The way you eyeing me, girl, yeah, just give me that. I see the way you moving, ma, just give me that. I ain't trying to be rude, ma, just give me that. I see you moving your body, mama, now give me that. The way you moving it close, girl, just give me that. The way you grinding, girl, yeah, just give me that. I ain't trying to be rude, ma, just give me that.
Cause I got my fresh fitting on, sip Patron. Strolling the club while they playing my song. Like me, no, but my swag's intact. Know you feeling me, girl, so just give me that. Ain't no use in fronting me, girl. Messing with the best in the world. And that's a fact that ain't gonna change. With Moji D's, we do the thing.
Body, mama, now give me that. The way you eyeing me, girl, yeah, just give me that. I see the way you moving, ma, just give me that. I ain't trying to be rude, ma, just give me that. I see you moving your body, mama, now give me that. The way you moving it close, girl, just give me that. The way you grinding, girl, yeah, just give me that. I ain't trying to be rude, ma, just give me that. I see you moving your body, mama, now give me that. The way you eyeing me, girl, yeah, just give me that. I see the way you moving, ma, just give me that. I ain't tryna be rude, ma, just give me that. I see you moving your body, mama, now give me that. The way you moving it close, girl, just give me that. The way you grinding, girl, yeah, just give me that. I ain't tryna be rude, ma, just give me that.
Blowing on some Shiba, riding like a Cutlass, chilling with the Zeeba. That's your bitch, I done must have called amnesia. Cause right about now, she don't really think she needs ya. Shaking like a seizure, playing with a cookie like a Keebler. When we slow down, asthmatic, need a breather. Believer, told her cut it out like a cleaver. Lumberjack man, got the wood for your beaver. Deeper, deeper, what she say, deeper. Had a nurse in charge, try to follow all procedures. Jesus, dome like a Caesar. Why she got swiped like a visa? We high like a fever. Off that cannabis sativa. Reaper, body out this world, shawty banging like a speaker. We can stay home, girl, make a full feature. It is what you like. We can stay for the night. Come on.
Yeah.
why, shawty, cause you with me. Pussy, try this car, I ain't scared to admit it. Is it me? No, it must be you and me and what you do to me that makes me do for you profusely. Truth be told, you be doing what these groupies do, which is cool, but surprising you do what groupies don't, which is exercising my mind to stimulate in conversation each and every time. No exaggerating, make up your mind, or should we play it by ear, hop in the spaceship and fly. Pull the clock out, my wallet and spend time since time is money, then hop up on the pole, baby, just shake with your mama gang. Hey, you know I'm crazy, saying anything to make your lips bend. But listen, I'm all in, hit my chips in. But how the cards play out, like how the stars lay out, it's all meant, need I mention, it's up to you.
Villains don't affiliate with X-Men. Just know, if my homie don't get married round here today, baby girl, I'm still the best man. And your presence is a blessing, and I love your brown skin complexion, and I love how you looking at me with them gorgeous eyes when I got your attention, and you got mine. We be in it so deep, I run stop signs, driving like I do not drive. But it don't matter, cause I'm trying to stop time and keep what we got prime. We can sleep or you down to ride. That's why I keep you by my side, cause you down for mine, and you know I'm down for yours. Even if you ain't have a cause, still give you what you want like Santa Claus.
First of all, I want to appreciate everybody who tuned in and keeps with me tonight. Want to send a special shout out to my co-host, my anchor for my segment, Lauren. I always hold me down with the great insight from a woman's point of view or just her own point of view, you know. Shout out to my whole team, man. OGNT, man. That's like the best team out here, man. I definitely appreciate all the hard work y'all do. Shout out to my cousin Stephanie and putting the plug out again for tonight. Appreciate you always. Definitely shout out to everybody that has something to do with from the music and my show. Shout out to my girl Candace, who still waiting for that confirmation. And any other songs you got to send the kids on here, send it to me. Shout out to my girl Miss Mia, feeling a little bit better every day. Appreciate you, love what you do. That's my godmother, man. I always supporting the kids and everything. Shout out to my whole family, man. OG Radio, OGNT, man. I appreciate all the hard work y'all do. And keeping our show running, keeping it rolling, keeping it relevant, man. And like I said, at the end of all my shows, man, do what you love, man. Love what you're doing, the rest, take care of yourself. I'm your boy, Mr. AK, man. OG Radio, man. Hey, y'all be safe. Y'all be fun. Definitely have back at y'all on Friday, which will be Kansas Takeover. So everybody tune in, all Kansas fans tune in, check it out. Music, any more new music should be on the way. If not, I got what I need to play and we got what. So I get at y'all on Friday. So we'll miss that cat, hey, man. OG Radio, OG and TNS, TNS, and then I get at y'all once.